Police officers today reportedly pounced on Jackson Mabota, the MDC ward chairman in Glenview, and arrested him in connection with Inspector Mutedza's death at a Glenview liquor store last year. Later in the day, the police visited Tarirai Kusotera, chairman of the party's youth assembly in Glenview District, at his workplace in the Central Business District, before taking him for the same reason. Police spokesman for Harare Province, Inspector James Sabau, told Studio 7 by phone that the two were assisting officers with investigations in connection with Mutedza's murder, adding that formal charges against the two activists are yet to be preferred, although they remain in detention at Harare Central Police Station. MDCT Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa told Studio 7 that the police were being used as pawns to decimate the MDC by destabilizing its structures ahead of fresh elections that President Robert Mugabe once held next year. The two MDC formations in the unity government remain adamant that any fresh polls in the country should only be held after key democratic reforms have been implemented.
Clearly, it's a sustained and well a choreographed strategy to eliminate those who are perceived to be very key for the leadership of the party. If you look at the Glenview 29, all of them are individuals, leaders, activists that have key roles in the various structures of the party. And the reason why they've remained under incarceration is because they want to try and stop them from being effective on the ground to galvanize support for the party, to husband votes for the party. And this is what we are seeing across the whole country.
Chamisa called on the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, and other international bodies to send envoys to Zimbabwe to assess the security situation before elections are conducted.
That global advocacy campaign has to be initiated by Zimbabweans, but supported by SADC, supported and efforted by the world at large, the global campaign against violence, global campaign against harassment and victimization and intimidation of voters in Zimbabwe.
Chamisa, who is also the Minister of Information Communication Technology, said security sector reform remains a key necessity if free and fair elections are going to be a reality.
We need to make sure that there is reform within the echelons of the structures of security in this country, so that there is the security of the voter, security of the vote, and security after the vote for individuals who are going to participate, for citizens that are going to participate.
The arrest of Mabota and Kusotera comes at a time when MDCT Youth Chairman Solomon Madzore and 28 others have been in jail for over a year and are currently being tried over Mutedza's death. The MDC says charges against its members were brought for political reasons. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.